السلام عليكم، معاكم إيمان هلال وأهلا بيكم في إنجليزي على السريع.
تقدر تدعم البودكاست عن طريق أنك تحمل نصوص الحلقات المكتوبة من رابط PayHip الموجود في وصف كل حلقة.
البداية كانت وهو في أولى طب في مدينة طنطا، لما لقى جهات أمنية بتتصل بيه وبتستجوبه عن شخص مشتبه في تورطه في التجسس في طنطا. ووقتها انفتح ليه عالم المخابرات وقدر يشوف أبطال وشخصيات رائعين لكن يعملون في صمت، واستوحى منهم أبطال روايته. النهاردة هنتكلم عن شخصية في رأيي مش واخدة حقها في الأدب المعاصر، الدكتور نبيل فاروق، من أكتر الأسماء اللي شاركت في تشكيل عقول ووجدان كتير من شباب التمانينات والتسعينات، وشارك في زرع قيم جميلة كتير مننا عايش بيها لغاية دلوقتي. تعالوا نعرف أكتر عن دكتور نبيل فاروق. A hero of our own. نبيل فاروق's mission. Today we're exploring the life of a man who taught a whole generation to use their imagination. Imagine a world with no smartphones, no high-speed internet, and no social media. In the 1990s and early 2000s, for many young people in the Arab world, adventure didn't come from a digital device. It came from small pocket novels. The man behind these stories was the legendary Dr. Nabil Farouk. Born in 1956 in Tanta, Egypt, Nabil Farouk grew up at a time when technology was simple. As a young boy, he didn't have video games. Instead, his greatest inspirations came from reading. He spent his youth immersed in books, which sparked a fire in his imagination. Nabil Farouk was a brilliant student who showed a great talent for writing early in his school years. He won several awards for his short stories while he was still a teenager. Later, he studied medicine at Tanta University. In 1980, he earned his medical degree. The combination of a scientific background and a creative mind helped him become a true icon of Arabic science fiction and spy novels. In an era before we could search for anything on Google, his books were the ships that took us far away. They allowed readers to travel to secret military bases, distant planets, and futuristic high-tech cities. Unlike translated foreign fiction, Dr. Farouk's writing carried a distinct Eastern flavor. His writing stood out because it combined action and mystery with patriotic and religious values. He wrote about heroes who loved their country and had deep faith in God. His major series, such as Rajul al-Mustahil and Malaf al-Mustaqbal, changed Arabic literature forever. He proved that Arabic writers could create world-class spy and sci-fi stories. To his audience, the characters were more than fictional names. They felt like a reflection of us, and we lived their adventure as our own. Adham Sabri, the famous impossible man, became a hero to millions. Before he became a full-time writer, Nabil Farouk started his career as a doctor in the Egyptian countryside. His experience in the challenging life of the Egyptian countryside inspired him to write a series titled Memoirs of a Doctor in the Deep South. This series brilliantly captured the strange and frightening, yet amusing, moments of his time in the deep countryside, a world completely different from the life he knew in the city. Nabil Farouk noticed that Arab youth admired Western superheroes. He felt we were missing a modern Arab hero who shared our culture and respected our Eastern values and promoted them. That's why he decided to launch his book series. He wanted to teach important values and useful knowledge through his action and sci-fi novels. Dr. Nabil Farouk passed away in 2020, but his work remains immortal. Even today, in our digital world, people continue to reread his works and find joy in his adventures. He proved that a great story doesn't need a battery or a Wi-Fi signal. It only needs a brave hero and a reader with a wild imagination.
دلوقتي حنقرأ كل جملة ونترجمها. Let's read and translate. لو حابين تدرسوا معايا أنا شخصياً، فأنا بقدم كورسات إنجليزي للكبار تأسيس ومحادثة. الجلسات بتكون لايف معايا أنا أونلاين، بنحط مع بعض خطة ممارسة مناسبة لوقتك وظروفك مع متابعة مستمرة على واتساب. للمبتدئين بنعمل تأسيس قوي للجرامر والتحدث باستخدام كتاب دراسي من جامعة أكسفورد. للمتوسطين بنكمل من الكتاب أو بنتجه للمحادثة، والمحادثة بتكون عن مواضيع متنوعة وبيكون فيها تصحيح فوري للجرامر والنطق وتعلم كلمات جديدة. هدفي هو زيادة ثقتك بنفسك وإنك تتكلم لغة صحيحة ومفهومة، وفي نفس الوقت تكون المحادثة ظريفة وممتعة. شوف تقييمات الطلاب السابقين للكورس في صندوق الوصف، وشوف كمان فيديوهاتي التعليمية على قناتي في يوتيوب وصفحتي في فيسبوك باسم English for Arabs إيمان هلال.
A hero of our own, Nabil Farouk's mission. بطل من أنفسنا. رسالة نبيل فاروق. Hero, بطل. Of our own, مننا، من نفسنا. Mission, رسالة، يعني رسالة في الحياة مثلا. A hero of our own, نبيل فاروق's mission. Today we are exploring the life of a man who taught a whole generation to use their imagination. اليوم نحن نستكشف حياة رجل علم جيلاً كاملاً أن يستخدم خياله. Explore, يستكشف. Taught, it's the past tense of teach. Teach, taught, taught. Generation, جيل. Imagination, خيال. Today we're exploring the life of a man who taught a whole generation to use their imagination. Imagine a world with no smartphones, no high-speed internet, and no social media.
تخيل عالماً بدون هواتف ذكية، ولا إنترنت عالي السرعة، ولا وسائل تواصل اجتماعي.
Imagine a world with no smartphones, no high-speed internet, and no social media. In the 1990s and early 2000s, for many young people in the Arab world, adventure didn't come from a digital device.
في التسعينيات وأوائل الألفينيات، لكثير من الشباب في العالم العربي، لم تكن المغامرة تأتي من جهاز رقمي.
Adventure، مغامرة. Digital، جاية من كلمة digit، اللي هي معناها رقم، فمعناها رقمي، يعني بمعنى إلكتروني. جهاز رقمي يعني جهاز زي الكمبيوتر والموبايل. In the 1990s and early 2000s, for many young people in the Arab world, adventure didn't come from a digital device. It came from small pocket novels.
بل كانت تأتي من روايات جيب صغيرة.
Small pocket novels. روايات جيب صغيرة. The man behind these stories was the legendary Dr. Nabil Farouk.
الرجل وراء هذه القصص كان الدكتور الأسطوري نبيل فاروق.
Legendary جاية من كلمة legend، أسطورة. والlegendary هي الصفة، أسطوري. The man behind these stories was the legendary Dr. Nabil Farouk. Born in 1956 in Tanta, Egypt, Nabil Farouk grew up at a time when technology was simple.
ولد عام 1956 في طنطا بمصر. نشأ نبيل فاروق في وقت كانت فيه التكنولوجيا بسيطة.
Born، ولد. Grew up is the past tense of grow. نشأ. Born in 1956 in Tanta, Egypt, Nabil Farouk grew up at a time when technology was simple. As a young boy, he didn't have video games. Instead, his greatest inspirations came from reading. عندما كان صبياً صغيراً، لم يكن لديه ألعاب فيديو، بل جاءت أعظم إلهاماته من القراءة. Instead معناها بدلاً من ذلك، لكن هنا بنترجمها بل. Greatest الأعظم. Inspirations إلهامات. As a young boy, he didn't have video games. Instead, his greatest inspirations came from reading. He spent his youth immersed in books, which sparked a fire in his imagination.
أمضى شبابه منغمساً في الكتب، مما أشعل ناراً في خياله.
Youth, شباب. Immerse, ينغمس. Spark, يشعل. He spent his youth immersed in books, which sparked a fire in his imagination. Nabil Farouk was a brilliant student who showed a great talent for writing early in his school years.
كان نبيل فاروق طالباً عبقرياً، أظهر موهبة كبيرة في الكتابة مبكراً في سنوات دراسته.
Showed أظهر. Talent موهبة. نبيل فاروق was a brilliant student who showed a great talent for writing early in his school years. He won several awards for his short stories while he was still a teenager.
فاز بعدة جوائز عن قصصه القصيرة وهو لا يزال مراهقاً.
Several عدة. Awards جوائز. Teenager مراهق. He won several awards for his short stories while he was still a teenager. Later, he studied medicine at Tanta University.
لاحقاً درس الطب في جامعة طنطا.
Medicine يعني الطب. Later, he studied medicine at Tanta University. In 1980, he earned his medical degree.
في عام 1980 حصل على شهادة الطب.
Earned حصل على. كسب. Degree شهادة مؤهل. In 1980, he earned his medical degree. This combination of a scientific background and a creative mind helped him become a true icon of Arabic science fiction and spy novels.
هذا المزيج بين الخلفية العلمية والعقل المبدع ساعده ليصبح أيقونة حقيقية للخيال العلمي العربي وروايات التجسس.
Combination مزيج. Creative مبدع. Science fiction خيال علمي. Spy جاسوس. Spy novels روايات تجسس. This combination of a scientific background and a creative mind helped him become a true icon of Arabic science fiction and spy novels. In an era before we could search for anything on Google, his books were the ships that took us far away.
في عصر قبل أن نتمكن من البحث عن أي شيء في جوجل، كانت كتبه هي السفن التي كانت تأخذنا بعيداً.
In an era, era يعني عصر. In an era before we could search for anything on Google, his books were the ships that took us far away. They allowed readers to travel to secret military bases, distant planets, and futuristic high-tech cities.
سمحت للقراء بالسفر إلى قواعد عسكرية سرية وكواكب بعيدة ومدن مستقبلية عالية التكنولوجيا.
Allowed سمحت. Military عسكري. Bases قواعد. Distant بعيد. Futuristic جاية من future مستقبل يبقى مستقبلي. They allowed readers to travel to secret military bases, distant planets, and futuristic high-tech cities. Unlike translated foreign fiction, Dr. Farouk's writing carried a distinct Eastern flavor.
على عكس الأدب الأجنبي المترجم، كانت كتابة الدكتور فاروق تحمل نكهة شرقية مميزة.
Unlike على عكس. foreign أجنبي، distinct مميز، eastern شرقي، flavor نكهة. Unlike translated foreign fiction, Dr. Farooq's writing carried a distinct eastern flavor. His writing stood out because it combined action and mystery with patriotic and religious values.
تميزت كتاباته لأنها جمعت بين الحركة والغموض مع القيم الوطنية والدينية.
Combined جمعت، جمعت بين action، action معناها حركة، في العادي بنستخدم كلمة action زي فيلم الأكشن مثلا. Mystery غموض وألغاز. Patriotic وطني. Religious ديني. Values قيم. His writing stood out because it combined action and mystery with patriotic and religious values. He wrote about heroes who loved their country and had deep faith in God.
كتب عن أبطال أحبوا وطنهم وكان لديهم إيمان قوي بالله.
Deep faith, إيمان عميق, إيمان قوي. He wrote about heroes who loved their country and had deep faith in God. His major series, such as رجل المستحيل and ملف المستقبل, changed Arabic literature forever.
سلاسله الكبرى مثل رجل المستحيل وملف المستقبل غيرت الأدب العربي للأبد.
Literature, الأدب. His major series, such as رجل المستحيل and ملف المستقبل, changed Arabic literature forever. He proved that Arabic writers could create world-class spy and sci-fi stories.
أثبت أن الكتاب العرب يمكنهم صنع قصص جاسوسية وخيال علمي بمستوى عالمي.
Proved, أثبت. Create, يصنع ويخلق. Sci-fi هي اختصار science fiction, خيال علمي. World class, مستوى عالمي. He proved that Arabic writers could create world-class spy and sci-fi stories. To his audience, the characters were more than fictional names.
بالنسبة لجمهوره، كانت الشخصيات أكثر من مجرد أسماء خيالية.
Audience, جمهور. The characters were more than fictional names. They felt like a reflection of us, and we lived their adventure as our own.
شعرنا وكأنها انعكاس لنا، وعشنا مغامراتهم كأنها مغامراتنا.
Reflection, انعكاس. They felt like a reflection of us, and we lived their adventures as our own.
أدهم صبري, the famous impossible man, became a hero to millions.
أدهم صبري, رجل المستحيل الشهير, أصبح بطلاً للملايين. Became, أصبح. أدهم صبري, the famous impossible man, became a hero to millions. Before he became a full-time writer, Nabil Farooq started his career as a doctor in the Egyptian countryside.
قبل أن يصبح كاتباً متفرغاً, بدأ نبيل الفاروق مسيرته كطبيب في الريف المصري.
Full time يعني كل الوقت، دوام كلي. عكسها part time، دوام جزئي. Okay. أو بمعنى متفرغ، يعني بيشتغل الشغلانة دي بس. Countryside، الريف. Before he became a full time writer, نبيل فاروق started his career as a doctor in the Egyptian countryside. His experience in the challenging life of the Egyptian countryside inspired him to write a series titled Memoirs of a Doctor in the Deep South.
تجربته في حياة الريف المصري الصعبة ألهمته أن يكتب سلسلة بعنوان مذكرات طبيب في الصعيد الجواني.
Challenging
يعني فيها تحدي، جاية من كلمة challenge، تحدي.
Series
سلسلة أو مسلسل في التلفزيون كمان.
Memoirs,
مذكرات.
His experience in the challenging life of the Egyptian countryside inspired him to write a series titled Memoirs of a Doctor in the Deep South. This series brilliantly captured the strange and frightening yet amusing Moments of His Time in the Deep Countryside. صورت هذه السلسلة ببراعة الأوقات الغريبة والمخيفة ولكن في نفس الوقت المسلية من وقته في الريف العميق أو في الصعيد الجواني. Brilliantly جاية من brilliant يعني بارع. Brilliantly ببراعة. Capture يعني يأسر ولكن هنا بمعنى يصور بدقة. Frightening مخيف. Amusing مسلي ومضحك. This series brilliantly captured the strange and frightening yet amusing moments of his time in the deep countryside. A world completely different from the life he knew in the city.
عالم مختلف تماما عن الحياة التي عرفها في المدينة.
A world completely different from the life he knew in the city. نبيل فاروق noticed that Arab youth admired Western superheroes.
لاحظ نبيل فاروق أن الشباب العربي يعجبون بالأبطال الخارقين الغربيين.
Noticed لاحظ. Admired أعجب بي. نبيل فاروق noticed that Arab youth admired Western superheroes. He felt we were missing a modern Arab hero who shared our culture and respected our Eastern values and promoted them.
شعر أننا كنا نفتقد لبطل عربي معاصر. يشاركنا ثقافتنا ويحترم قيمنا الشرقية ويدعو لها.
Missing, we were missing, كنا نفتقد. A hero who shared our culture, share يعني يشارك. وهنا معناها إن هو عنده نفس ثقافتنا. Promoted, كان يدعو لشيء. He felt we were missing a modern Arab hero who shared our culture and respected our Eastern values and promoted them. That's why he decided to launch his book series.
لهذا السبب قرر إطلاق سلسلة كتبه الخاصة.
Decided, قرر. Launch, يطلق. That's why he decided to launch his book series. He wanted to teach important values and useful knowledge through his action and sci-fi novels.
أراد تعليم قيم مهمة ومعارف مفيدة. من خلال روايات الأكشن والخيال العلمي.
Knowledge, معرفة. He wanted to teach important values and useful knowledge through his action and sci-fi novels. Dr. Nabil Farooq passed away in 2020, but his work remains immortal.
توفي الدكتور نبيل فاروق عام 2020, لكن أعماله تبقى خالدة.
Passed away, توفي. ودي كلمة أخف شوية من كلمة die. ممكن نقول die برضو. ولكن نفس الفرق ما بين مات وتوفي. إن توفي أخف شوية من مات. على أذن المستمع.
Remains تبقى. لا تزال.
Immortal خالدة. عكسها mortal. Dr. Nabil Farooq passed away in 2020. But his work remains immortal. Even today, in our digital world, people continue to reread his works and find joy in his adventures.
حتى اليوم في عالمنا الرقمي يستمر الناس أو لا يزال الناس في إعادة قراءة أعماله ويجدون البهجة في مغامراته.
People continue to reread يعني لا يزال الناس يستمرون في شيء. Continue يعني يستمر. ولكن هنا بنترجمها لي لا يزال الناس يقرؤون. Find joy يجدون البهجة ولكن المعنى أو الترجمة الصحيحة هنا هي يستمتعون به يستمتعون بالمغامرات. Even today in our digital world people continue to reread his works and find joy in his adventures. He proved that a great story doesn't need a battery or a Wi-Fi signal.
أثبت أن القصة العظيمة لا تحتاج إلى بطارية أو إشارة Wi-Fi.
Signal يعني إشارة. He proved that a great story doesn't need a battery or a Wi-Fi signal. It only needs a brave hero and a reader with a wild imagination.
إنما تحتاج فقط إلى بطل شجاع وقارئ له خيال جامح.
Wild imagination خيال جامح. It only needs a brave hero and a reader with a wild imagination.
ودلوقتي حنسمع القصة in English مرة تانية.
A Hero of Our Own, Nabil Farouk's Mission. Today we're exploring the life of a man who taught a whole generation to use their imagination. Imagine a world with no smartphones, no high-speed internet, and no social media. In the 1990s and early 2000s, for many young people in the Arab world, adventure didn't come from a digital device. It came from small pocket novels. The man behind these stories was the legendary Dr. Nabil Farouk. Born in 1956 in Tanta, Egypt, Nabil Farouk grew up at a time when technology was simple. As a young boy, he didn't have video games. Instead, his greatest inspirations came from reading. He spent his youth immersed in books, which sparked a fire in his imagination. Nabil Farouk was a brilliant student who showed a great talent for writing early in his school years. He won several awards for his short stories while he was still a teenager. Later, he studied medicine at Tanta University. In 1980, he earned his medical degree. The combination of a scientific background and a creative mind helped him become a true icon of Arabic science fiction and spy novels. In an era before we could search for anything on Google, his books were the ships that took us far away. They allowed readers to travel to secret military bases, distant planets, and futuristic high-tech cities. Unlike translated foreign fiction, Dr. Farouk's writing carried a distinct Eastern flavor. His writing stood out because it combined action and mystery with patriotic and religious values. He wrote about heroes who loved their country and had deep faith in God. His major series, such as Ragul al-Mustahil and Malaf al-Mustaqbal, changed Arabic literature forever. He proved that Arabic writers could create world-class spy and sci-fi stories. To his audience, the characters were more than fictional names. They felt like a reflection of us, and we lived their adventure as our own. Adham Sabri, the famous impossible man, became a hero to millions. Before he became a full-time writer, Nabil Farouk started his career as a doctor in the Egyptian countryside. His experience in the challenging life of the Egyptian countryside inspired him to write a series titled Memoirs of a Doctor in the Deep South. This series brilliantly captured the strange and frightening, yet amusing, moments of his time in the deep countryside. A world completely different from the life he knew in the city. Nabil Farouk noticed that Arab youth admired Western superheroes. He felt we were missing a modern Arab hero who shared our culture and respected our Eastern values and promoted them. That's why he decided to launch his book series. He wanted to teach important values and useful knowledge through his action and sci-fi novels. Dr. Nabil Farouk passed away in 2020, but his work remains immortal. Even today, in our digital world, people continue to reread his works and find joy in his adventures. He proved that a great story doesn't need a battery or a Wi-Fi signal. It only needs a brave hero and a reader with a wild imagination.
ودي كانت نهاية حلقة النهاردة. تابعوني على يوتيوب وفيسبوك على English for Arabs إيمان هلال. See you in the next episode, inshallah.